Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Imagine that. God uses 31 verses to describe the creation of the vast worlds he spoke into being, then takes the rest of the Old Testament, except for the first 11 chapters, to tell the story of one man, Abram, and the family nation that came from him. God must be a people person. I may, like David, feel small when I look out at the star-glittered heavens and say, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" But did you know that the universe is just the temporary stage God built on which to enact his love story with us? Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12 tells us that when he's finished with the universe, he will fold it up and put it away like work clothes. Quote, "You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed." End quote. But we're told in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, "Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." End quote. Well, Abram took a detour on his way to the Promised Land, ending up 600 miles later in the city of Haran. I'm afraid I get off track sometimes too. Thankfully, the Lord doesn't give up on us once we begin the journey of faith. Eventually, Abram's father died, and the Lord nudged him to keep going. 400 miles later, his family arrived in Canaan. The KJV poetically says, "And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." Genesis 12, verse 5. Here they were in the country where someday the Son of God will fulfill Abraham's words, "God will provide a lamb." And so he did, sending the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.